It is a good day. Amen. Amen. And we remind each other that our God is good and that he is with us, that he never leaves us, that it doesn't matter what kind of a valley we've been through, he's with us in the valley. It was something that he reminded me that this week, that, you know, sometimes we go through a storm. Have you been through a storm in your life before? Maybe a really hard time. And we think, you know, I want to be delivered from the storm. I've prayed that prayer before. Deliver me from the storm. You know what God's answer is to that prayer? No. He says this. He says, I'm not going to deliver you from the storm. I'm going to deliver you in the storm. And that's a whole different thing. I'm not going to deliver you from the storm. The storm is a good thing. It's going to help you draw closer to me. It's going to make your faith deeper. It's going to make you really rely on me, because you can't rely on yourself anymore. You've let yourself down. You've let everyone else down. It's okay. I won't let you down. I will deliver you in the storm. I will be with you through this trial, through the storms, through all the hard things you're going through. I am there with you. Know that today. And this is the prophetic word of Isaiah, right? That's Isaiah 53. That's Isaiah 9. For unto us a Savior is born, and he is Christ the Lord. I am with you. I came to be with you. I came to have a relationship with you. I came so that you would no longer be under the curse. I'm not going to preach that whole sermon again last week, but it's been something that's been just banging around in my heart. That because of Jesus, I'm no longer under that curse. And yet I see all around me people who live under curse. They're living a cursed life because they're living apart from Christ. Without Jesus, that curse would never be removed in my life. It would never be removed unless Jesus died for me, unless I accepted that, unless I started to live like that. And it helps me, to be honest with you. It helps me when I deal with some really hard people. People that are sometimes hard to love, or they're doing crazy things. They're doing stuff that I wish they wouldn't be doing. I got to keep reminding myself, you know what? You were like that, Stan. And you're not that far removed. But that's what it looks like when you live under a curse. And I really believe that even today, there may very well be a couple of you here today, or a few of us here today. You're going, you know, I feel like that. I feel like my life has been cursed. I feel like I am cursed. I feel like I can't get ahead. I'm under this cloud. I'm under this darkness. And like I said last Sunday, yes, you are. It starts by acknowledging that. It starts when you go, yeah, I am cursed unless something lifts that curse. I've been walking with this curse for a long time. And it's a curse of debt, or it's a curse of a bad relationship, or it's whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The good news, and this is such good news, is that Jesus Christ has lifted the curse. Give him a hand. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I thought that was kind of feeble. Again. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Woohoo! That's good. That's good news, right? Good news. I no longer live under the curse, because the cloud of darkness has been lifted up. And Jesus Christ is my Lord. Amen? Amen. So know that today. We are excited that Brother Pastor Paul N. will be preaching today. And I'm going to call you up in just a moment. But I felt really led this morning just to speak about this. I'm done. Don't worry. I'm not going to steal any more of your airtime here. But you got to know this today, that you're here. This is a place of great hope. Sometimes I use this analogy that we all walk with a limp. And we do. Every one of us walks with a limp of some sort, and there's some reason why we walk with a limp. There's something we've done in our past, or there's some sin that we were caught up in. But I'm walking. I'm no longer defined by that limp. I am a child of the one true King, Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Couple things before we hear the word, and these are really important. So sometimes when I'm sitting there, I'm not listening when someone's doing this part. So I want you to really listen to this part. Tonight we have a most exciting time coming. At 7 o'clock tonight, I think there's almost, how many of our kids are involved in this, Pam? I know, but it's like 15 or 19 or whatever. This is really exciting. We have a Sunday school program, a children's program, a Christmas pageant. This is exciting. And people like Anita and Amanda and Pam, they have spent so much time doing this so that we could be ministered to, so that we could hear the gospel story. There's going to be a lot of Christmas carol singing, so if you love Christmas carols, that's good. And there's going to be some really good food afterwards, so if you love good food, come for that. 7 o'clock tonight. All right, 7 o'clock tonight. Let's bless the children as they bless us. This is really important. Bring a friend. It's a great thing to say. Bring a friend. Bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus. And, you know, already, I know I'm going too long here, but I've already heard of a few people that are coming who don't know the Lord at all. They're coming because they have a grandson or a daughter or someone else who's here. What a great opportunity this is going to be just to share the message of Jesus. Amen? That is just awesome. So tonight at 7 o'clock, it's going to last about an hour, lots of singing and a great time. Everyone got it? The second thing is next Saturday night, Crystal and I invite you to our place for our annual Christmas Eve get-together. So 4:30, come. People will be meeting here at 4 o'clock if you don't have a ride. So 4 o'clock, we can pick up people. Crystal's making some roasts, and we're asking you to just bring a dessert or a salad. It's a potluck. Okay. You guys got that, eh? She is not providing a roast for everyone. There will be a roast. You might be able to get a piece of it. This is a potluck, and we have a great time. We always have such a great time together on that service, and we'll probably light the candles and sing some songs and just remember the birth of Jesus. It's kind of cool how it works out this year that will be the night before Christmas Eve. So next Saturday at 4:30 at our place. If you have any questions, call. Come on up, Paula. It's going to be good. I am so glad you're preaching today. Let's pray together. God, thank you for the power of your word and that true worshipers worship in spirit and truth. So we pray, Lord, and we expect today that as the word of God is proclaimed, it will be clearly based on the word and that your spirit clearly will apply your word to our hearts. I pray for my brother that you will allow your word to flow through him with clarity and with precision and with power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Also very excited to be here tonight to see the children ministering to us and even to me personally. I said many times, I learn a lot from children. When I see the genuineness in their spirit, I learned a lot from that. And I think that's why Jesus said, unless you are like one of these, unless you are like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. So today, in 25 minutes or so, we are going to prepare our heart to listen to the word of God, which is related to Christmas. Even though today or this week is just like the Advent for Christmas, but let's prepare our heart that we may be blessed for this season. I strongly believe that this is the season also that you will be blessed by God beyond measure. There is season and time for everything. That's what the book of Ecclesiastes says. And particularly for this time, if you believe it, a special blessing will be given to you through Jesus Christ when you celebrate his birth again anew in spirit and in truth. There are so many people or Christendom around the world celebrating Christmas, but sadly, not each one of them, not all of them understand what they are celebrating. Even non-Christians, quote unquote, they celebrate Christmas in the sense they think that Christmas is a time of merriment, and a time of merriment for them is a time that they can enjoy life. They can do whatever they want in a wrong way. That is merriment for them. It is true, this season is a time of merriment, and for us believers, this is a time of merriment, but in another kind. We are so merry, this is a time of merriment, because we know that Jesus comes to be with us. And that's the reason for us to celebrate his birth. So if you have your Bible, you can prepare your Bible, and we look up some verses from the Bible so that we may partake together of this spiritual food. I'd like to bring you back to the history, which is the history when God created heavens and the earth. And the Bible says, when God created the heavens and the earth, it is good, the Bible says. Including man, when he created man in his own image, in his own likeness, the Bible also says that it is very good. And not only that, after he created man, and God put this man in the place called Garden of Eden on earth, he blessed this man with dominion. He gave dominion to man. Dominion to be the king over all things that God has created. That's what the book of Genesis says. But there is a sad thing that took place. Satan, of course, Satan had been cast down from heaven. You can read the history about that also. Story about the casting out of this enemy of God, Satan, in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah chapter 14. Satan had been cast out of heaven to earth. Now remember, God had put man on earth. And it is this devil, this Satan, that made man to fall out of the place of God. This is the story when you read Genesis chapter 3. What happened next is that man lost his glory. Man lost the presence of God. Man lost his authority over the earth. Because this man handed his earthly kingship, so to speak, God has given him the title to be the king over his creation on earth, and this earthly kingship, this man handed over. to the enemy, to the devil, to Satan. And that is why the Bible calls that Satan or the devil today is called the God of this world. And with the fall of man came all kind of sorrow, came all kind of hardship, death, sickness, poverty, and all kind of evil thing in life. Now I've given you bad news. But the good news is, God did not allow the devil to have his way. Amen? That is the good news. And if you read again the Bible, the book of Genesis, particularly chapter 3, verse 15, that great passage says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman. You means the devil, Satan. The woman referring to the carrier of Jesus, who will be born as the savior of mankind. So I'll put an enmity between you and the woman. Thy seed and her seed, these two seeds will also be at enmity one with each other. It shall bruise thy head, and you shall bruise his heel. The climactic moment for this, of course, we know that Jesus died on the cross to save us from all the effect of this sin. Let's remember this time or at this season that God made a way for men to be reconciled back to God only through the birth of Jesus Christ, who will destroy the works of the devil. John 10:10 says that Jesus came to bring life and to destroy the works of the enemy. 1 John also says that the Son of God is revealed so that he will destroy all the works of the enemy. And the good news also, that man who has fallen from his position of glory, power, and the presence of God, God puts him back. There is a big word that indicates that which is said, reinstated into his own original position of authority and positions of glory. Man was reinstated. And if man was reinstated, that means man can enjoy God's presence again. If we have a passage on the screen which is taken from Luke chapter 2, we will read together Luke chapter 2. We'll read several verses from verse 6 until 14, if we can have them. So Luke chapter 2, verse 6 until 14. This is a passage about the shepherds and the angels. Now let's read them together. If you can read from the screen, that's fine. I have to change my glasses because I think I need another pair as well. Okay, let's read them in unison, please. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." Thank you. I like this passage very much because there is a contrast, or like a sudden change from darkness into light. And that takes place suddenly. That is when God is involved in your affair of life. He can change your darkness into light. Imagine these people, shepherds, people of no value according to this social culture. They are stinky, they are smelly, they don't have good education. Of course, you don't want your daughter to marry one of them. That's how low they are in the strength of the society, according to the eyes of man. But not so in the eyes of God. Because the first recipient of the good news and the people selected by God to announce the birth of Jesus for the first time is this man, shepherd, his people. Not the people in the Capitol Hill, not the people in the stock exchange market, not the people of the high caliber, or not the celebrities, but the people who are nobodies. People who are nobodies, they are somebodies in the eyes of God. So if you read that passage again, for that group, for the world, I personally can see that God has a new agenda. And can I say that Christmas is the indication that God is showing new agenda for man. Because of this Christmas, mankind was being baptized with joy from heaven. The angels sang joyously. I notice we sang also, thank God, we sang joyously here at this place today because of the joy of the Lord. It is good to be baptized with joy. And this joy, you cannot find in the supermarket. You cannot find because you have high education, because you have possessions, because you have look, because you have things the world can offer. This joy can only come if you have the true source of joy in your life, and that is Jesus Christ. So mankind was being baptized with the joy of heaven. These shepherds were baptized with the joy of heaven. My brothers and my sisters, you cannot abide in God's presence with sorrow still in your life. No. Once you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, in your life, because you accept His grace, all kinds of sorrow as the result of fall, as the result of sin and curse, they'll have to go. Amen. And that's why every time if you hear God's message, God's word, with true spirit and in truth, if you hear God's message, if you welcome God's presence, you will always have joy in your heart. In other words, you cannot hear God without joy in your heart. That's why we have good news. Gospel is good news. Gospel is that God so loves you and me. Gospel is that Jesus left all the majesty of heaven, all the power in the heaven and the worship from the angels. He left that for one reason, because He loves you and me. And that should bring enough joy into our own heart. Didn't you remember what the angel said? The angel said that this Jesus will bring glad tidings of great what? Joy. Of great joy. To whom? Thank you. I like that small word. To all men. To all men. Irrespective of race, background, or whatever, to all men, Jesus will bring this joy into their life. And you are included in that. No one is excluded. The meaning of that, I should say, that God is reversing everything that causes your sorrow. When man fell into sin, he was driven out from the garden, because in the garden, the man and his wife, Adam and Eve, were filled with sorrow. Sorrow cannot coexist with God. Sorrow because of disobedience. Sorrow because of sin. So let us just allow the joy of the Lord to be our own strength. Don't stop it, brother. Just allow it to flow, to permeate your being, your spirit. Don't curb it. Allow God to have his way, to fill you with his joy. Let that joy dominate your life again. So first he has come to bring joy into your life, into our life. Second thing I'd like to mention is that Jesus, through his birth, has come to give peace. Peace on earth. I'm not talking about political peace or peace treaty that they are signing. But I'm talking about divine peace. That originates, that comes from God. It is the peace that passes human understanding. The book of Philippians says that it passes human understanding. And no one, no man, no entity, no organization can give you this kind of peace because it is divine. Only God is divine. If you read the book of Exodus, and also if you read the book of Psalm, there are two verses in the book of Exodus 14:14 and Psalm 46 verse 10. The verse say there that God will fight for you. So don't be terrified. Accept that fact. You cannot fight sin by your own strength. You cannot fight the things which are unpleasing to God by the power of your own human will, even though they look good. You can only fight if you allow God's peace reign and rule in your heart. I think it is good to read together Exodus 14:14, if we can have that on the screen. If not, I'll just read from my Bible. Exodus 14 and verse 14. And it says here, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And along the same line, the book of Psalms, also the same thing. Know that I'm God. I can do anything to fight your fight. You have been fighting with all the effects of this fall, the effects of this sin making in your life. And it is all in vain. Only if you allow the peace of God rule and reign in your life by accepting the gift that he has extended to you to receive and to enjoy. And Jesus is the guarantee for this peace, because he is that peace. There's a third thing that is mentioned, if you remember what the angel said to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and the earth peace to man on whom his favor rests. I'd like to dwell on a little bit on this word favor or goodwill. They mean the same thing. Favor or goodwill. There is a connotation of blessing in that word. Meaning, it is the will of God at this season to bless you and to show his good favor to you through Jesus Christ. It is his will. So I'd like to welcome you, my dear brothers and sisters, to your seasons of blessings today. Please realize that Christ came into the world to enhance also your values, apart from making you again to be the children or the daughters, the sons of the living God. Jesus has come also to enhance your values. I pray that between this Christmas and the next Christmas, next year, no one will be able to stop your blessings. No one will be able to let you down. You will rise up because the favor of the Lord rests on your life. And I'd like to speak, joy, come into your life. And I'd like to speak, peace, in the name of Jesus, flood your heart and your life. And I'd like to speak goodwill. God's favor will come through the birth of Christ into your own life. I'd like to stop so that we have time to pray, to speak favor one with another. If time permits, and if Pastor Stan gives us opportunity, let's just come forward. Some people will just stand here. I can come, and then you speak favor in the name of Jesus upon my life. Through Jesus Christ, you speak blessings to me. Let's do that. My dear brothers and my sister, I'm not going to filter my message, but I speak God's blessing to all of you as a church.
Amen. I love that concept that we can bless each other, that we can infer the favor of God upon each other, and that's really what this time of the year is all about. And yes, there is opportunity for us to do that today. We're going to do that in a couple of different ways, but one of the things I'm thinking about is Joseph and Rejoice. So good to see you here today. We've been praying for you. Would you mind coming up that we could just pray for you as a couple and a family? Come on up here. So this is exactly, you guys, God laid you on my heart as Pastor Pauline was speaking, but we were praying for you while you were in the hospital. We were praying for the little baby that's within you. And we're just so grateful. We want to just infer on you the blessing and the favor of God. Can we agree on that today? Okay. And I don't know if you want to say anything or if there's anything we, you know, if you want to say a few words, just how we can pray for you or what's going on in your life or what God's doing. I know this is totally off the cuff, so this is totally surprised, but that's what happens sometimes with me.
Thank you so very much. As Pastor said, my name is Joseph. I came to Canada not long ago, and my wife is pregnant, and we have some difficulties. She was diagnosed with fibroid, and as she's pregnant, it's like the doctors say the fibroid and the babies are fighting for space. So she got some pains, and we have been in hospital. And but now, by the grace of God and your prayers, we are back here with you, and we are so grateful as one family. Thank you so very much.
God is good, right? And we were praying for you. I tried to visit you, but you were already out of the hospital before I could even get there. But it's so good to know that, you know, you're doing well and that you have the favor of God upon you. I wonder if maybe like Kathy and Crystal and Barb, would you guys come up? These are some mothers among us. And I think it's really appropriate that they would bless you at this time too. And just pray the favor of God. Pray the blessing of God over you and over your child and over your family. The best thing I can do is not speak.
God, especially at this time of year when we're thinking about baby Jesus, Lord, we just want to lift up this little baby. God, you put this little baby right in Rejoice's tummy, Lord. This is from you. And we just thank you, God, that you are the creator of all life. And so, God, we just lift up this family. God, we just pray that there may be great favor on Rejoice as she carries this child. Lord, that you will make room in there where that baby is. And that baby will be able to grow and become this the little strong little person, Lord, that you designed him or her to be. Lord, we just lift you. We just praise your name. Thank you, God, that you are the creator here, that you are the sustainer of life. And I just pray that there will be no fear. God, I just take away any fear over this family, God, that there will not be fear that this is going to end badly. God, we just pray that you will hold this baby in your hands. I praise you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you that you are in control of all things. And we just speak peace like into this couple, peace into that baby. This baby will be born healthy and whole. There will be no complications to the mom, and everything will just come out according to the way you want it, Lord. And we just thank you. We just thank you right now for the good outcome.
Yes, Lord, thank you that you brought them to church this morning, and that we can follow up, Lord, seeing this young couple. And we just pray health and wholeness, Lord, over mother and child. We pray, God, all the prayers that have been prayed for her and for the child will be effective. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, God, that you will rest in your love, and God, that the peace of God will just flow over this family. We thank you, God, that you are the creator, and God, that you're the God of good gifts. So we pray this. We know this baby will be a good gift to this family, and we thank you for this child. In Jesus' name, amen.
You say amen? In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And it is exciting. It is a blessing that we can bless each other, that we can infer the favor. We can share the favor of God with each other. So we do that with you today. We bless you in the name of the Lord. We pray for his richest blessings. We pray for a healthy child and a child who's going to know and love Jesus with all of his heart. Amen? Amen. So that's exactly, you know, in the Hebrews, even today, they greet each other with shalom. And they leave each other with the word shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace. It's all, that's what the word means, right? I infer peace. I give you peace. I leave you with peace. And that's what we're doing right now. And in a minute, we're going to give some other opportunities for more people. But Nora and Mike, I hope you don't mind if I'm going to ask you to stand too, because I'm just going kind of where God's leading me today. Nora, you
You told me earlier that you haven't smoked for 5 days. You haven't smoked for 5 days. That's a big deal. That's a big deal, and we're not going to let that pass today. So I wonder if there's a few other people who have really struggled with smoking. If you just surround Nora, and Mike is getting some victory in his life too. We're not going to get into all of that, but just you're just agreeing. We are agreeing with you. Pardon me? Almost ready to give his testimony. So, Tim, you want to get behind him as well? We're going to pray. We're going to bless you. That's what we're doing. We are going to bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask you, Tim, to lead that, okay?
You want to go up? Let's go up the front. Let's go up there. So, Lord, we just we thank you for these two. We thank you, Father God, that their heart, Lord God, is to your heart, Lord, is to their heart is to go after you. That's what I've seen in both these people, Lord, is that their heart is after you. And so, Father, you know, we all bring different struggles to you. We all bring different areas of our life that are difficult for us. And these two have shown a lot of courage in doing that. So, Father, we just pray your blessing on them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that in these areas that they're working on, Lord God, that you will bring it to completion. You say that in your word, you say that I'm confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we speak that. We prophesy that over them, Father God, that you will indeed perform this. You will complete it. Father, you're the author and finisher of their faith. And Father, we just stand with them as a congregation in the areas that they're moving forward in, and they're talking about getting married next year. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would make it happen in your time. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for their example, Lord, of just seeking after your face in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father.
Lord, and we do break off this power of the cigarette smoking. Lord, we just break that off, and we say there will be no desire. Lord, that craving, we break that off in Jesus' name today, that they'll be totally about-face, walk-free, and then never look back on this. And Lord, that you would also restore the health back into Noreen's lungs. Lord, that the enemy stolen there with the cigarettes, so we ask that you would heal that. And Lord, pray your favor upon this couple. No favor in their relationship, favor in the community, Lord, and favor in their lives. Lord, that their destiny would be fulfilled. Lord, that all the years that have been wasted with the enemy, that doesn't matter to you. You can still fulfill their destiny. So, Lord, we pray that they would walk in that, and they would be confident in that, and that they would be determined to fulfill that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Smoking in Nora, dear Lord, take it away from her. It is gone. She is a non-smoker, dear Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We all know it's not good for you, Lord. Take this away from her as you've taken it from me. Put it on the back burner, Lord. Get it out of her life. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have just been blessed. You received the favor of God. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. There's power in that. There's strength in that. Lee, you want some prayer? Okay, why don't you just sit right here a second? Because we're going to do this with more people. I think this was just two examples. And, you know, I'm proud of this girl. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to be really frank. I've known Lee for a long time, and I watched her have big fights right in the middle of the downtown, right in the middle of the street. Her and Teresa, remember that one? You guys were just going at it. Yeah, well, maybe, but last week she was here and she was drunk. I'm just going to tell you the truth, right? That's the truth. Yeah, but today you're not drunk. Today you're not drunk. Today, that's good. So this is a big step. Every step there's a progression, right? There's every week there's a progression. The crack is gone, still having a problem with the alcohol. So some people who have had problems with alcohol in the past or with drugs are going to surround you in a few minutes, okay? So you just have a seat just for a second. And I want to know who else, because we're going to gather around four or five different people here today. What do you need prayer for today? Is there, just don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. For your dad? Okay, so some people are going to stand around Samantha and pray for her dad who's struggling with the heart. He's got a heart condition. Okay. We want to bless your dad. We are going to infer the favor of God on your stepdad, okay? Who else? Who else needs prayer today? What do you need something changed in your life? Yeah, Chad? Okay. That's very candid, but I appreciate it. Trying to get pregnant. If there's anybody here today who's had trouble with this in the past, I'm going to invite you to stand around Robin and Chad and to pray for them. They want to have a little baby. And I want them to have a little baby. And I think God wants them to have a little baby. So, amen. In a few moments, I'm going to just ask you guys to stand, and we're going to gather around you, because we've heard the word. We're going to bless, and we're going to infer the favor of God. Is there someone else? What else is on our knee? What other needs do we have here? We've got a few more minutes. Yep, Rick. Your sister has cancer. We've been praying for her. It's come back. Her name again? Marie. If there's a few people that would you be willing to stand up, Rick, pretty soon? We're going to stand around you, and maybe Tim and Lisa, a few others, will just pray for you. And you stand in a gap for your sister. Amen? And if you've struggled with cancer, anyone here today who has received a healing from cancer, you stand with Rick today. Okay, let's do that. What else? What do you need prayer for? Jody. Okay. Anger in the household, struggles in the marriage. You're not the only ones. We've all gone through that. But we want to cut this off, right? We got to cut the curse off to receive the blessing. We have to cut the curse off to receive the blessing. And you're doing that. You maybe don't realize it, but you really are. I see it. I know you're working at it. You're going for the help that you need. You're praying together, but let's join around you. Why don't you guys stand up? Rick, you stand up. Samantha, you guys all stand up where you are right now, or move. If you've struggled in your marriage, stand around Jody. Stand around Dana. We're going to pray for them in a minute. We're going to pray for them in a minute. And here's Lee. Lee, you stand here. We need a few people standing around Lee and praying for her. If you've struggled with addiction, here you go. Here you go. Stand around Lee. We're going to do this in a moment. I think there's one more person here. I think there's one more person. I don't want to start until everyone's had a chance. But you need a prayer today. What's it for? Don't be afraid. Just stand up and say what it is. Yeah, Amanda? Kate, why don't you stand up? Maybe Chris would be so kind as to stand with you, because we stand as couples. She wants us to pray for her work issues. So again, a lot of us have had that before. We want to bless Amanda. We want to bless Chris. And in a moment, we're just going to play some music, and we're going to pray for each other. But if you've had a struggle at work, or maybe there's someone at work, a personality that there's been a problem with, let's just put our hands upon her or them. Let's pray for each other. And just before we do that, I want to just say one last thing. If you feel like you missed your opportunity, you didn't. Just come and see me. Just come walk up to me, and I'll pray for you, and we'll join a few other people. Because there's power in this. There is power in God. Not in this, but in Jesus there's power. And there is a new beginning. And I just speak that today. I speak a new beginning. I speak health. I speak freedom from addiction. I speak freedom from sickness. Freedom from work problems. Freedom from infertility. We speak this in the name of Jesus. We speak freedom for a fighting and struggling and strife in marriage. That there is freedom and that there is peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak that today. So God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And as we're about to lay hands, as we're about to pray for all these different people, we would pray the blessing of God. Let your blessing just roll out today. God, do things that are immeasurable. Do things that go way beyond what we can imagine. Lord, where there is no life, bring life. Where there's no baby, bring a baby. Where there is no hope, bring hope. Where there is division, bring unity. We speak unity. Where there's hatred, we speak love. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for each other.
Give thanks.